Over here! Guys, over here! In here. I told you guys, we can't go back to the forest anymore.
Yeah, forest.
I worked really hard on that set, guys.
Yeah, but whoever built this place is way better than you are. I mean, this guy makes your building skills look like dog shit. A piano!
That's racist.
Is it racist?
Hey, guys, I found a switch over here. There's something in its mouth. It's a deed. Dedicate this place of solitude as a place to hide away from the world's sorrows. This place is some kind of hideout. This is a place for the free exchange of ideas, knowledge, culture, and technology.
Where is Garrett?
May you use it and be as brilliant as we ever were. Wow. Signed, Will.i.am and Jared Leto. No, wait, there's one more thing. Theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side, I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've waited forever, multiple years, decades in the making. Welcome to the Mega 64 Podcast 500 Spectacular! We are the Mega 64 boys here on a hot Sunday night. We're talking Derek Acosta, Rocco Bodie, Sean Chatfield, Garrett Hunter, and the indelible Franklin Howley. It's taken us over 10 years. Hundreds of thousands of man hours of entertainment, untold video games, movies, books, comic books, television shows, conventions reviewed to bring us to this moment. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I'm seeing stocks are up.
Are you asking me? Because I am excited.
I'm seeing a lot of stocks in the air, skyrocketing prices now. The Dow is...
I want to put it on the chat. The onus is on the chat. Could you just take a minute and just compliment us on everything you see and hear?
Just drink it in.
Just let us know.
Yeah.
We've been working so hard on this for weeks.
And shouts out to Brian and Kevin for being on the ones and twos. Kevin, give them a shot around.
Who would have figured those guys were
Where's
here?
Where's Brian?
I can't see him.
There he is.
What? Oh.
Brian.
Isolation. So, this is Podcast 500. Yes. Without further ado, here we go. Ole, ole, ole.
That was.
I'm just kidding, everybody.
To shut off the live stream after we did one verse.
We were.
You did one verse.
Sorry.
Is my mic on? That was. All right. So. Whew.
Is my mic working? Should we test it?
Oh my gosh.
How could this happen?
This
after
is.
All the testing?
It wouldn't be a good podcast unless there was a technical malfunction.
I mean, I definitely knew.
Wait. What were you going to say?
I want to say 100%. Like, when we got here. I mean, 4 or 5 hours early to make sure everything was 100% ready to go. I knew.
I would also maybe not trust the chat.
No. Guys, I trust the chat. We don't need to derail a great show that we have planned for everybody at home. This is the most special podcast we've ever done.
Yeah.
Bar none. Where do we even begin this podcast 500?
And I'm gonna say if you can't hear Rocco, turn your speakers up.
Well, no, let's fix the mic real quick.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's fix the mic. We're gonna fix the mic, but we're not gonna lose sight of how special of an event this is.
We'll vamp into the mics that are on.
You may have noticed at home, we ain't in the forest anymore. We ain't on that temporary set. But where are we? Right?
Right.
Have we returned to the arcade? Is this somehow a hidden room in the Mega Mansion living room we saw once before in the past?
Are you asking me? Because yeah. I don't know.
No, we are going to unveil the official name of this new location. And I think Sean should have the honors, because really, what you're seeing on your screen now, this is Sean's baby. This man here, the dad of Mega 64.
He's been
constructing this set for goddamn weeks, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's been going hard for over 5 weeks.
I think it's been a long time. Well, you know, we decided to go with a pirate theme.
Yeah, so lay it on them officially.
This is the Pirate's Bay.
Welcome to the Pirate's Bay.
Yeah.
You thought the government was going to shut this place down? Nah, not on our watch, baby. Mega 64 has opened it back up.
So we wanted to do something a little different for Podcast 500.
Right.
You know, it's rare that on the podcast we sit back and reflect on the years that we've done this. A lot of times, straight up, real talk, we do this podcast and then we walk away. And we don't remember any of what we said.
Yeah, we've talked about that multiple times. Yeah. Like, within an hour of ending this podcast, I can't tell you
not at all.
We talked about. It just deleted from my mind.
Yeah, it's completely in one ear and out the other for I think, most of us. So, what I thought would be fun this week is, you know, I have a little bit, you know, we've proven on the podcast time and time again, I have a little better memory than most people here.
What?
You know, archival
he's convinced
memory.
Himself.
What's he talking about, Sean?
That Rocco can remember things and I can't?
Oh.
I mean, we know.
No,
this.
I think it's just been proven time and time again.
Okay. We know that we can't.
Well, if it's
shit.
Rocco compared to Sean, yeah, Rocco has the better memory.
He does have a good one, no doubt.
But Kevin has a good memory too, so he helped me. Okay. And what we did was we compiled what we kind of thought were the best, the top 10 podcast moments.
Wait, hold
that
on.
Have ever happened.
Okay. So you're saying over the past 499 podcasts, you've boiled it down to 10 moments that are like the crystallized essence of Mega 64.
Yeah, I think so. And it's not just my opinion. Okay. It's how I factored this together was Kevin and me, kind of our thoughts, but factored in with public opinion. Like we asked on Twitter, like what are people's favorite moments? We got a lot of results back. So it kind of factored that in versus, you know, my thoughts on it, because, you know, there were some things that a lot of people voted for and I'm like, nah, it's not
like
that funny.
Like, we've seen that too much.
So that might bump it down the list, but, you know, maybe there's something I didn't think it was funny, but the public spoke and that bumped it up, you know, so a lot of factors come into play.
I already know what my favorite podcast moment is. I have to wait until your list is done.
Okay, no.
I have my own moment too, so I would like to watch this list.
Yes. Okay.
And then at the end, you know,
unbiased opinion.
We'll say what we feel was missing or give you props for
what you threw in there. I will say that, just so the audience knows, only Rocco and Kevin know it's on the list. We have never seen any of this.
I have no clue what
we're
about to watch.
So this is all new to us as well.
I don't even know. I don't even know if Kevin knows the final list.
Oh,
no, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, you could consider this officially the Mega 64 clip show. Podcast 500 clip show.
Every good anime has one.
Just real quick. So there's ones that I didn't include because they weren't like, you couldn't clip them into something like a moment or a, you know,
because
these are all kind of, yeah, there's ones that are, you know, like something a lot of people brought up and I agree. One of the best moments ever was like when Derek talked about if he was president.
Oh, well,
that's a great
moment,
but that's like a 25 minute experience. Just like, some people mentioned it, the night I got all the emails, the emails on Black Friday.
Oh yeah.
When email notifications came to me for every sale we made.
Yeah, Black Friday.
That was like a night long experience. You can't really show that here. So I didn't include
review,
that.
I'm assuming that was like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Honestly, most of the moments involving me are not included because they were, one, I felt a little douchey including it because I was picking them, but two, a lot of them were like long running things. They weren't like little moments. You guys were a lot better at little funny moments. Right. I'm just long-winded and boring. Okay. So
yeah, without
oh come on,
you know, I don't want to hear about what's not on the list.
Yeah, I'm yeah. So
I'm getting excited.
I mean, I already know what number one is.
I'm getting a little tingly.
So
over
I can't
here.
Wait.
So, okay, so number 10. We're gonna start at number 10. I didn't really see a lot of people requesting this per se.
Okay,
but this has always been one of the funniest moments to me, and it's really short. We'll set it up first. Is that we did this podcast, I don't remember what number, but it was when we went to Slater's 50-50, and we did a burger cast where we all ate those really spicy, like, ghost pepper burgers.
Yeah.
At the restaurant, you can tell them to name the burger whatever you want, and the waitress will come out and say it. So she'll be like, okay, I'm looking for Slaughterhouse. There you go. Here is the, you know, whatever. So this girl will say all the names of the burgers, and Sean, this brilliant guy... names a burger theme song, and it was so great. So if you could play that, clip 10.
Okay, hamburger.
This is so brilliant.
Hamburger? Hamburger.
Okay, I got the mice.
Got the mice.
And theme song.
Wow. That is just graceful.
It was... It was fortunate. It worked out well because she did mine last.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. That was just perfect. I didn't. That was just I got luck.
And she looked
over
right
the course of 500 episodes
and theme song.
That was all right. Maybe that was the best theme song we ever did.
Okay. Yeah.
I think okay. Rocco thought the girl was cute. Maybe she was picked.
Fan service.
No. Was that
nope.
a fan service clip?
Yeah, fan service.
No, that was a...
I thought it was really clever.
Thank you.
No, it was just
thank
a good
you,
introduction to the theme song.
I am very proud
okay,
of that moment.
Okay,
here's the thing. Can I cut you off, though? I don't know what's on this list.
Yeah.
I kind of am excited to go in cold to these clips.
Yes, I'm saying.
I don't know if I...
That
if
one,
I need
that's the only one that needed context.
Okay, okay.
There was no other okay. explanation.
That's all true. Right, cool.
So, the next one is a Christmas moment. The Christmas cast is obviously a tradition that we have.
I want to go in cold.
Yeah, go. Okay. Number 9.
Brian, you're scaring me with your health.
Come on, Garrett.
I want to finish this bottle.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But everything I keep reading in the chat is scaring me.
Ryan just called me.
Oh.
He said, no joke, stop eating that honey or you're going to die.
Oh.
No.
Ryan, stop. Switch to Ryan.
Ryan, please stop.
This is my
Brian,
best friend. Best friend.
Doc kept telling you were going to die.
Santa oh my God, Brian!
Brian, you look so much healthier now.
Just saying.
I wonder why.
Brian, no!
Yeah.
You were 60 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ! Yeah.
Holy shit!
Cause he drank all the honey.
Woo!
Oh, that's Brian!
So, yeah.
Dude, let me just. God, I was legitimately scared for you. That scared me, and then Garrett eating the olives and shitting his brains out because he was like severely dehydrated.
Sodium.
That also, that scared me as well. That was great.
Yikes.
That was a good choice, Brock.
We've made better choices in the future Christmas cast years.
We've learned lessons.
Yeah. You don't overload your body with one mineral.
This is going great.
Yeah.
All right, number
alcohol.
Eight.
Okay. No more alcohol.
Okay, so number eight is another Christmas cast moment.
Yeah.
And one of my personal favorite moments, although someone is going to disagree with me. But all I'm going to say is everyone out there, keep tweeting at Sean to drink wine again.
Fuck.
This was butter versus Sean on wine.
Oh.
Don't baby.
Bring it home. Go, Sean, drink.
We'll be hungover tomorrow.
Oh,
let it dip.
I was just trying to hit him as much as I could with that butter. Every opportunity I could. Oh, warning everyone, there's going to be some throw up here.
It's like a spigot.
This is 2008. Yeah.
2008, it's 10 years ago.
Here we go. Here's another butter hit. Boom.
Why are you such an asshole, Rocco?
Krista
yelling at Rocco.
So good.
Yeah.
Why is
this
an asshole, Rocco?
Yeah.
Shout out to my sister. You're right. He is an asshole.
How would you do it any other way? I mean, he can't even tell.
God, that sucked. That sucked.
Hell yeah.
That's a bummer.
Lessons were learned. That was a decade ago, and I just started drinking wine again recently. It's been like...
You can go back to red?
That was a Zinfandel. I haven't gone back to Zinfandel, but wine itself is gone for a while.
Yeah. Wine.
Have you ever been like
wine culture
cut off or had to like cut something out of your diet because you went overboard on the Christmas cast? Like, Kevin, you ate mustard straight.
I still love mustard.
When I had like corn dogs, that was separate. We had like corn dog cast.
That was in 2008 too.
We ate like 50 corn dogs, and after that, I stopped eating fast food for like a year, and I lost like 50 pounds.
Oh my god!
The corn dogs was like overboard. It was like I can't handle grease anymore.
The Christmas cast kind of cures us.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You know, during the holidays, you eat a lot, lots of sweets, lots of parties, and then Christmas cast happens, and it's like, all right, I need to not eat more for 3 weeks, and you reset.
No more kept sweet.
Kept yeah. Sean off the booze. Frank lost 50 pounds. I don't go.
No
into
more
the cool.
Stroming.
I don't mainline Cool Whip like I used to.
Yeah, no more Sir Stroming for me. I also stopped drinking piss after the Christmas cast.
Oh,
you
can't say that.
All right, Rocco. That was
okay. The next moment is not from a Christmas cast.
Oh.
There was a podcast in which we had some guests on. This is our number seven moment. We had some guests on from Funimation, our friends Justin and Lauren. And the podcast went on and on so long that Sean started to lose it. And without any more ado, here it is.
What's the best Silent Hill?
So we just started going into...
What are you doing?
Two.
Two.
I've never heard anyone say four.
The
Silent Hill. I thought you said Resident Evil.
We just started going into Silent Hill discussion for some reason.
Is that the general consensus?
Kevin?
Hey, everybody was so much fatter back then.
I'm just saying,
you guys are
for real.
You're all looking fucking choice.
Terrible. I do. I look like an inch from death here.
I played Final Fantasy 14 for like years.
I played
okay. Yeah. You guys have
glammed up. That is one of the worst. That is
14
probably the worst game I finished.
That's
the rule. No, it's a dungeon crawler. It's like Diablo. Is it good?
It's actually pretty fun.
What's going on?
We're a dungeon crawler, but
it's like one of the hours.
We just this just went on and on and on.
Best Buy anymore.
Right. You get antsy after
GameStop
45 minutes.
GameStop still is selling Vita games. Yeah. I'm thought, waiting for the day when they're like, all right, Sony next is going to have their E3 conference.
Talking we just kept adding more topics and wouldn't stop, so Sean starts to crack.
I'm going to grab him. Target has a clearance section.
Just watch him really
closely.
I bought
Super Monkey Ball for Vita for $9 about 3 months
ago. We're seeing actual tears.
Yeah, they still also have PSP games. You get Ghost...
Can I get VMUs of Spider-Man 2 or not?
No, UMDs though.
Oh, I'm sorry. VMUs are for the Dreamcast. I apologize.
You can listen to Lauren's laugh. It sounds like things that are funny hurt her.
Legitimately,
like she just sounds like she's in like anguish during this.
For a manufacturer to make UMDs,
holy
and
shit.
We were gonna put version one on UMD.
Hey, and
you
it's funny.
That mustard
it's funny because I didn't notice at all.
That was fine.
No, I didn't know what anyone was laughing about at the time.
That was such a funny commercial.
Yeah,
you know
it's like Dijon mustard and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound that great right now.
But those Grey Poupon commercials, those ones were the best back in the day.
Yeah. Was in that.
Okay, so now Sean, as we're talking, just gets up.
And it's funny because Undercover Brother wasn't
shutting
big
down
enough
all
to
the
launch
equipment?
A reboot of his career at that point. But then the
seriously, watch Lauren during this, though. Is she laughing or crying? What is happening?
We're also not letting Lauren or Justin butt in at all.
Yeah.
Welcome to being a podcast.
No joke, the first one is great.
Yeah.
You never get a chance.
That's,
you should absolutely
that's the best
watch.
Contribution she
really?
Can.
Yeah,
right
it's
there,
actually
though.
Really funny.
It's good.
It's
yeah.
like an Odyssey film.
I don't remember
that laugh on top of the situation.
It was funny watching it as being in Southern California. We don't have White Castle here in California, so it's like, what the fuck is this? But
I will say kudos to you guys for never once even breaking for a second.
Amazing. I honestly, I didn't know you were doing anything until you started taking the gear down. I never saw you crying. I didn't know. I wasn't looking at any of that.
You weren't trying to go long?
I was. I mean, no, we were. That was the gag. Yeah, but but I wasn't. I didn't know Sean was doing anything in return.
You didn't see tears is what you're saying.
Not until it was over. And then people were like, dude, Sean was crying. During that. Was,
how did I do that? That's real sad. Pain, man.
You got to think about
that.
It came
emotional
from a real place.
Pain. Yeah, I just knew how fucked I was.
This is Mega 64 podcast is just about the most real reality TV you can get.
We are the realists.
Real reality TV.
It's someone, like you can't get realer.
Someone in Boston came up to me and they made their phone case of image of me crying, and they asked
I've
me to sign
that.
It. So the phone case was a picture
you got
of
fans.
Me.
Fans.
Yeah, yeah, they love it. They love this.
Well, our next moment is another one that's Sean related.
Oh my god.
We're on a Sean streak right now.
That's my favorite kind of streak.
It's from Christmas Cast 2013.
Our number six moment was when we were Sean kept leaving shit early and we were getting fucking fed up with it. We told Sean, shave that ratty ass beard. He didn't do it. You know, anytime I'd bring up a story, he would go, huh, you're going too long. Huh. You know, you saw the behavior in the last clip.
Yeah,
no, oh, I saw it.
We were done with it, so he left, and we introduced a better new Sean.
Oh, here it is.
Here we go.
Can we get a shot of the three main guys?
The new cast of Mega 64.
The better cast.
There's the classic shot right there.
Oh, by the way. This thing isn't putting his foot on anything. Doesn't even have feet.
I started working out since then.
Look at all the emotes.
They definitely don't end up in his mouth.
Well, Derek put that, he found that offset because we were going to do a Tekken video with that mask.
Yeah.
And so I was like, are we allowed to show that? Should we? And then he just.
Yeah, because it was
story
like,
about going to the library.
Yeah. Here's a broom. This is the only mask
nobody
we got.
Cut you off?
Nobody?
Just made it in the moment. The game's super iconic.
I don't even really think this is the right
people
time for it.
People come up and give us that at like conventions.
Oh,
you, Sean, is a hit.
Yeah, we have a whole poster. I mean, it's a leopard mask on a broom. You can't get any more iconic than that.
Yeah, it's just beard's groom.
Simple. It's got the tag on it still.
Ooh. It's actually kempt.
You know what I'm
saying? Like Andy Warhol.
See, I'm checking your beard, and it's a lot more kempt.
Wait,
it's true.
So anyway, there you go. The new Sean.
His beard's all gray now.
We should invite a new Sean to the set here.
Well,
let's see if we can find him.
Our next moment, this is short and sweet, actually involves when we brought in briefly the new Sean.
Whoa.
And gave him a certain hat that Garrett just did his best with. Here you go.
Get those on there. Ooh, look, it's stylish.
Oh, shit.
And not only that, this guy likes to travel.
Give him one of those.
That's awesome. Hey, someone in the
Bahamas?
Chat.
Bahamas?
I just want to...
That
sorry.
Says Bahamas?
Hey, I just want to... it's the Bahamas, scary.
Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Why am I dressed like that?
I'd never Bahamas? Lost it like that before. Bahamas.
Bahamas. Hey, Liv Moss. Bahamas.
I was looking at it upside down. I'm like,
dude, I was reading it like an upside down.
It's written completely legibly in every way.
Also,
it says Bahamas.
Also, it's a highly well-known island nation.
Ecuador. Oh, Ecuador. Oh,
Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Bahamas,
man.
Hey, look.
Bahamas.
Oh man.
There I was surprised actually that not that was one that not a lot of people submitted. But my vote bumped that one way up because there was no way I was not including that.
That makes me cry. I remember the feeling of embarrassment that day.
Wow. We've all been there.
When it sank in upon me like, "Ugh.
Oh, oopsie.
Shut your mouth."
No, I mean, it just is typical for, I mean, Say Moose. And I just chalked it up to.
This is Garrett.
I mean, they could probably call it Garrett Hunter Syndrome or Hunter Syndrome, where you just mispronounce random words for no reason.
Like Shakespeare, mentioning language.
You know, this might sound a little harsh nowadays, but my grandfather used to tell me, like, yeah, you had dyslexia or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't know, like, how diagnosed it's ever been, but.
I think I have dyslexia, too. I legitimately think that.
Shit, do you really honestly think that?
No, but he said that. Maybe that
are you guys
my
just
head,
fucking
but...
dumb?
No, I definitely think that. I think
Sean
I have dyslexia.
The thing with transposing numbers and left,
numbers especially
left and right, I couldn't fucking get until I was like a teenager.
I will be honest with you, and this is embarrassing to admit.
I don't think that's what dyslexia is.
Left and whatever it is, I got it. Left and right, I still people give me directions. I like go like this.
Oh. Yeah, see,
I do the thing where I try to point. It's like, oh, this way,
oh, yeah,
and then I realize, and I see it like, oh, that's right. Okay, I know.
I've never once. Had to stop and think about
that. And that is something that...
When I was a kid, I had to stop and think about it, but...
No.
Now I just know.
And Derek does this thing where he's like, okay, move this to your left. And it's like, how did he do that? It's like, it's amazing that he's able to like go into my head and figure out what's left. Because I can't go into my head and figure out what's left. So, very impressive.
Well, thank
so
you.
There you go, a little bit of honesty.
Well, that should be a podcast clip.
Yeah, the
honest moment,
self-revelation.
Yeah.
Okay. The next clip here. This is honestly here mostly because of viewer submission. When I asked for your favorite moment, this was probably the most voted for just in terms of raw votes. Barbara from Rooster Teeth was on the set and we got into a political conversation which ended with this discussion of binders.
Because I'm a and I thought oh, that's sexually I see in them.
Open binder style.
Open binder style. I do not remember the frame rate going this bad. And poor Barbara is not like having it.
She's sitting on a bus and it's flying over.
Yeah.
Like everything she's is out. Oh, everything is flying around and she's just looking.
Yeah, I don't remember it getting that glitchy.
Look how it sounds.
I don't remember the quality being this bad ever.
I have two hoodies on the same thing with each other. This is so long ago.
Oh, wait, you gotta go. The final shot is the best part.
I'm just tripping on how much time I've lost since this happened. Yeah.
And then, how's Barbara doing?
She's
doing great.
There you go.
Wow.
Congrats.
Wow.
So again, that was the viewers. That was probably the most just raw requested.
Did Ron Paul die?
I don't know.
Ran. No, Rand Paul.
Ran to the grave.
Oh,
yeah, ran into hell. No, well, did he die?
I have no idea. I think he's still alive. I think he's just really old.
Yeah,
I
don't remember.
After Bruno put a queer hit on him, never saw him again.
I think he's out of the public eye, but he's still kicking, I think.
Ron Paul Revolution.
Okay, we got a confirmation. He is alive.
Okay. Wait, what? Tom Petty's alive.
Oh, never mind.
You know, sorry, Tom Petty's daughter really doesn't like that joke, okay? Just saying.
What's her name?
Hey.
She believed it.
Mary Jane.
Wait, she doesn't know who to
she
believe.
She started that joke.
No, she was really upset about, like, that the news. This is off topic, but this is Podcast 500.
Oh,
but
yeah,
to get back to Tom Petty, the back and forth about him being alive or being dead really upset his daughter.
But she's the one who said that he was alive when everyone else said he was dead. And then he died.
No, I think that it was actually like the hospital released a statement or like the LA police or something released a statement.
Yeah,
like,
I thought it was the LAPD.
Yeah, it was like, no, he's alive. And she's like, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up.
Okay, well, then now I'm on her page and her side
now,
of it.
You know, who do you believe?
Now, I don't know who to believe. False news.
Casey Kasem's family like shipped him around the country on ice for like 4 months.
Wait, is he alive?
Casey Kasem.
Well, and now,
back to the countdown. Shaggy, you know?
Hey, Scoob.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
Is that a pretty good one?
No, I'm confused. What's clip number 5?
It was Baja Moss. And Binders was 4.
Okay, we're on top 3?
We're in the top 3.
We only got 30 minutes left. What?
Okay, so.
We're burning through these.
People at home, a lot of people were shocked. See, Binders, I said, was the most requested, but you had to factor in my opinion, too.
Oh.
And in my opinion, the next moment is one of the... It's a little moment, but man, it was a mind blower. Some people requested this. This was actually in an after show. But Eric and Kevin were on set with Garrett, asking him to go through everything that he puts in his pockets and go over how many pockets that he has.
Yeah.
Enough said. Play the clip.
Carry. Got a Ayanami Ray phone charm.
That's not even connected to your phone.
Well, because I keep the phone
loose
in the pocket.
Charm.
There's little pockets on the side where I keep my
I
Ayanami
an inhaler
phone charm
already on the table.
And my iPhone's fisheye lens.
See, so how many pockets does he have total?
Here we go. 3, 4, 5. 6 pockets.
You just
7
all around me.
Oh, 8 and pockets.
Hey, there's 2 in the back.
You 8 pockets.
9, 10.
You have 10. He has
well,
10
hey,
pockets.
listen.
So what is he putting all
I around? Have 2 DSs in pockets.
Your hands going up at the same time?
What are those? Those are 2.
2 DSs.
One's a DS Lite and one's a 3DS.
You know, 4DS.
Kevin and Eric put their hands on the head at the same time.
And Kevin is trying to convince us. Like, look, the 3DS plays DS games.
Sorry.
But he wanted to have Animal Crossing permanently. You explain, Garrett. You had Animal Crossing permanently on one of them?
I played New Leaf. I still play New Leaf. Like, a lot. And that's just always running.
Yeah.
So I would use my old DSi to run other software. Like, the synthesizers and stuff.
So, but at the same time you needed them?
I mean, yeah, bro. If you want to listen to some dope resonating track in the background of, like, feeding your animals and giving them a little cherry... Yeah, wow. Fucking dual screen. Now, crazy. This is gonna fuck you up. Now,
one of them has two screens.
Now in my fanny pack, I keep my iPhone 10 and my iPhone 6 Plus. Because at work, I listen to Sirius Radio on the 6 Plus through a Bluetooth setup in my office. And then I use the other one to walk around with an earbud in sometimes. I listen to a podcast. I like dual audio.
Just choose one.
I heard that Rain Man can read one page with his left eye and one page with his right eye at the same time.
Hey, I don't know my left from my right, but I'm just telling you, man. I can listen to two things at once.
Having all of these...
What? I can listen to one thing at once.
Having all of these play in a row and having these discussions, I'm realizing a lot about you guys.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't get to pick any of you.
I'll find some stuff.
Well, because
You know what? That's a good point.
Right.
What do we realize about Rocco?
I'm gonna start putting my.
I want to put the magnifying glass on him. At some point.
You know, there aren't a lot of moments involving me because it's not that fun showing 10 just charming clips.
Most Christ-like.
Hold on. So, wait. You know,
save that for.
That
most
wasn't
Christ-like.
Very descriptive. 10 charming, brilliant, genius, hilarious. Mm-hmm. Masterpieces. I'm loving the close-up on Rocco when I'm talking. That's
can I say?
All right, no, I'm
too late.
I said it all.
Can I say that
you want to see the subject? You know,
yeah, exactly. The Mick outfit from a couple weeks ago that spoke for itself as I think my favorite moment.
Really?
Of to date, you
wow, the Mick
displaying.
Outfit.
I had
the
a
Mick
lot
outfit.
Of great moments. You know, there's that one. There's
I do love that.
One, you know, the one of me, but again, I felt, you know, since I was conducting the list, I felt a little weird putting it in. But the one that I got a lot of requests on. That I guess I could have fit in because it wasn't like an hour long thing was I went on a rant about Neil deGrasse Tyson that I did get a lot of requests about I lost my mind about him. So I had a lot of people say put that in, but I didn't.
It was
so, sorry.
And we already honorable mention, and I agree totally with just lost it.
Fuck. The bug stunt.
Bug stunt. That's on top 10 worst.
I'm on the fence with the bug stunt. No, we were just talking about it. Move on.
Okay. Well, it's time for the number two greatest podcast moment ever. It's another one involving Garrett.
I love those.
You're a fan, Sean.
And it is actually the most viewed segment of our podcast ever.
Really?
Oh, God.
Enough said, Garrett's weird ending.
Somebody else can get weird now, but I'm done.
I made a GIF of this last week.
And nice.
Rewatched about 100 times making it.
Yeah.
Still laugh. Every fucking time.
You could see the gears turning in his face so long before he does it.
I continually crack up. GIF just loops and loops. And I was laughing out loud. People were like, what's wrong with you?
So unclassy.
So gross. But I feel bad about you.
Because
you're like dangerously close to
me. You're in the splash zone.
I was.
You should have been wearing a poncho for that performance.
I think I should explain the angle of my body was
fuck you.
At the mics, which is more Rocco and Derek.
Totally.
So it was kind of like I bypassed you.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah.
Like me who dodged a bullet.
But man. Yeah. Oh, I was just so glad it was built up perfectly to blast into that microphone.
God. Well, okay. So on the subject of farts, another couple of them that, I really wanted to include, but it would have just gone on forever, were the Shrek 4D wet fart story. Like, we talked about how we heard there was a wet fart in the Shrek ride, and then later discovering there was no wet fart, we, composed that whole thing ourselves. I really want... That's, like,
people
some of my favorite
me.
Shit, but I couldn't include that. What?
I think people were blaming me. I think Dr. Ryan told me specifically, like, yeah, you said it has a wet fart. It doesn't.
No. Yeah. And then we had like the follow up to that. We were dying laughing just at the idea of why did we think it did? Like he would drop trout and wet fart the audience. How upsetting that would be.
Did we get to the bottom of why I thought there was a wet fart?
Well, why do you think it's called Baja Moss?
Garrett, why? Yeah.
We don't know.
We can go on and
why
on
do you
forever.
Have two iPhones in your pocket right now? I don't know.
I think sometimes I just say shit.
Yeah, maybe.
And like we talked about leaving the podcast and not remembering what happened the last
That's
hour.
That's totally a thing that happens. But again, everything at Universal Studios squirts you anyway, so it's natural.
It did fit the bill.
You just felt assaulted all day anyway. But I want to bring up, again, we're on the fart subject. This is one of my personal favorite moments ever. It wasn't on a podcast, but I wanted to include this as an honorable mention because it was the revenge for what Garrett did on that podcast. Yeah. This is from last year's Black Friday stream, and our good friend Mr. Ryan enacted a little bit of revenge. Brian, the honorable mention is in there. We can play it.
These guys are gonna.
This is fucking disgusting.
Human beings
I'm letting everyone know
ahead of time.
Cut the music. Cut the music.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was disgusting.
And now, but here's the difference. Garrett's was funny. Watch the smell hit. Watch it. Watch. Here it is. There it is. Ryan thought he was being funny, and it ended up, but unlike Garrett, it was just toxic.
Oh, at least when Garrett
and look, and then Sean just goes right into
the what kind of lawyer motherfucker fucking courtroom like that?
But
bullshit.
When it goes back to Sean doing his like bow wow wow, that makes me laugh so hard.
Are you glad you weren't there that week,
Derek?
That's
disgusting.
Hey, Ryan, I can tell you, he was like hot and heavy, and there was
sweaty.
There was fucking moisture in the reverberation.
I was talking to somebody, and they were kind of a Mega 64 fan. Not, they're like a fellow filmmaker, but they had a legitimate question for me, and they were like, "I think it's really cool what you guys do with Mega 64, but I want to ask you something." And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, why do you guys make so many jokes about like shit and ass and farting? And I legitimately didn't have an answer for him. I don't know. I don't know why that's such a thing.
Those things happened organically though. We didn't write that.
That's
you know?
True.
We're sophomore.
That one, but I don't even think he was talking about that clip in particular. Yeah. Just Mega 64 in general. That was his number one question. You guys are great, but why so much ass humor?
That's
like,
a prude.
Know, man.
That's a prude. Question to ask, I think.
Yeah.
Why didn't
you say we were a Bootek inspired company?
Oh, a political satire toilet humor,
why
right?
Why didn't I? Why did? I don't know. Why didn't I say that?
Well, this is it.
Well, yeah. That's
was that number one?
That's the end. No, that was the honorable mention.
Honorable mention. And that was something.
That's like number
I just wanted to make sure that was in there. Is there anything that you guys... Well, let's watch number one first.
Okay.
And then we could talk about your favorite moments. A lot of people requested this. Even if they didn't, I was going to put this at number one anyway, because in my opinion, nothing's ever going to top this. It's from over 7 years ago, and it was, where were you when you heard the shot heard around the world when Osama bin Laden was killed?
Problems with their servers before, and I'm sure... What are you pointing out?
Yeah,
dude. Everyone says that Osama
bin
Laden's dead.
Osama bin Laden is dead. USA has body. That just hit the news right now.
We fucking did it! Yeah!
And how quick we got into...
Yeah! We did it! Guys!
I am a real American!
And then the dance party began. Without so much as a minute. And this is how so many people told us that they found out about
it. People found out by watching our podcast and seeing how you guys dancing.
Before it was even on CNN.
We got the inside scoop.
We got the inside scoop and it was on here.
Reenactments. You got patriotic gear. You got camouflage. You support the troops. This is great.
Be true yourself. True your
heavy.
Be a real American.
Be a real American!
This is a really cool shot right here. Ready? Wait. See, that was, and he fired a real gun.
Whoa.
Anyway, whoa. That, the in order of people who found out about Bin Laden's death, The Rock and then us.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thus the people watching. But that was one of the craziest moments. It derailed the podcast completely.
It ended terrorism.
And we ended, I forgot, we actually ended the show with that. Like, yeah. We were talking about other stuff. Then that happened, and it was like, well, I mean,
how do you top Bin Laden being killed?
But anyway, still the craziest moment of the podcast. So what are your thoughts? Was there anything you wanted to see that wasn't in our top 10?
Where was Buckstunt?
Yeah, Buckstunt should have been.
He couldn't. There wasn't any room for 20 minutes of awkward shuffling.
Buckstunt. I equate Buckstunt to like Mick Foley going off Hell in a Cell. Like that was revolutionary.
Okay.
You know what? I'm a little bit. I feel like I'm left wanting a little bit more from that list.
Okay.
Okay.
And this, I don't want to throw my friends Kevin and Rocco under the bus, but I feel like 500 episodes. Those were the funniest moments.
Could include 10.
What?
I can only do 10.
We only
there
had
were so many good
10.
Ones.
There were
so many. And there's so many that are so long, you kind of got to, I mean, yeah. You even had to, I mean, edit some
first
of those
of all,
down.
I'm with Frank. Where was Buckstunt? Where was A Mouse Runs Through oh, the Warehouse? Where was Sir Stroming? Where Sir was Stroming. Doc Ryan jumping off the balcony from earlier this year? Yeah, this is what I would have put in my
but
top
but this
10.
Is tough because it's everyone's you know own opinions. I think Rocket did a great job creating that list. But it is tough because, you know, everyone has their own personal special moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I love The Man from Boston. But that's so
like
long.
A 20-minute story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I totally get why that can't be included in this. So there were, I think there's a lot of moments. I even like my When's Dance Class bit. But, yeah. Like, but that's so long. You can't have it. So I think that for just a snap second of a clip, I think you did nailed it, Rocco. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
But I do, I it's weird because, yeah, there are longer moments.
I have a hard time just remembering. Like, I'm trying to think of first studio, early set stuff, but I can't even remember things happening in that. Like, I can remember glimpses. Like, there was a time we rolled the door up, and I pulled my truck out, and we had a dance party in the alley.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, your sister was there, and we played some, like, Shakira Danzig mix.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think we still play that on Mega 64 TV sometimes.
Yeah, like there's like flashes in my brain of old stuff like that. And then the other studio, I remember Frank and I doing some bit where I was mad because you guys did a impromptu PPS. Yeah. Without I was sick for the PPS and they did a PPS pretending to be me and Eric.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wanted this would have been different, but I started listening to the podcast from episode one. Like I remember it was coming out every 2 weeks. Listening to the audio, just you guys messing around in Rocco's bedroom, hitting the Seinfeld noise. Where was Derek's excruciating nuclear strike?
I forgot about that.
22?
Yeah, podcast 22
or something.
Which one of like someone from the Mega 64 forums, I think his name is Adam. You blew out his car speakers.
I destroyed his speakers.
Yeah,
with my screen.
An audio podcast. You know, that should be good. You know.
Just before we got a conditioner.
God, that was...
but thank you, Rocco, for putting that together. Yeah. And I hope everybody at home enjoyed that list. And thank you, everybody at home, too, who helped contribute to those choices.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that it's been... How many years? 12 years of doing the podcast? Which is nuts. So,
what set is this? Fifth set? If you count Rocco's bedroom?
Rocco's bedroom, forest... Yeah, I guess so.
It's hard to say. We never even filmed in my room, so but I guess we recorded.
Yeah, we did the memory like the last time before you moved out. You guys did sit down and return.
You know, people keep saying in the chat about the me finding out Kaji died thing. That was not a great moment.
Another classic.
Oh,
that
was not.
I have a separate episode.
Do you even watch Evangelion?
I legitimately, I'm glad, Rocco, you did not put that moment in. Legitimately, because I would be getting mad all over again. So thank you. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
When you set up that there were going to be clips, I thought you were going to hit us with like a remember off out the gate on episode 500.
I was scared.
It would have been expected. So
that's true.
Okay. That's true. Well, it didn't dawn on me until we actually went live. But
a lot of people in the chat are saying Inglorious Bastard spoilers.
Oh, does Hitler die? Yeah.
I don't even remember exactly how that event went down.
Dallas was on that, right?
I got mad at you, Derek, because...
Yeah. No, I remember you got mad, but...
Yeah, well, I mean... I still think I'm right all these years later.
See, people like the real reality of you guys getting into arguments.
People like it when people get mad.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're about 45 minutes into podcast 500 here.
Well, let's thank our sponsors.
Not over yet.
Do we have any sponsors? Yeah,
we do.
Right, oh, hell yeah.
Let's throw it out.
Everyone, check out shop.mega64.com for all your amazing goods needs. Shop.mega64.com has some of the best stuff money can buy. In fact, this last Friday, we put up two classics. We restocked our Tokyo 2000 long sleeve shirt and our Neuro shirt by Mariel. Our friend Mariel did a great job on that, and they're back in stock. Actually going quick, so maybe they're not in stock, but check for yourself.
Get on it.
And I'm happy to say that this coming Friday, what is the date on Friday? Oh my God, the 26th? Is it the 26th?
I believe it is.
Friday, October 26th, we're going to put up a couple more items. One of them has never been on our store before. The Hacking in Progress shirt is going to be in stock finally. This sold out at all the summer cons.
Hell yeah.
I thought it was a really weird, goofy-ass shirt. I was like, no one's going to want this, right? I mean, this is too weird. A few people might. Nope, everyone wanted it. And it sold out, but it's going to finally be in stock Friday, October 26th. As well as, we're going to bring back the Twilight Curdle and Blackstring Game Crypt plushes.
Oh, nice.
Those were available on Mega 64 Day for pre-order, and we have some leftovers. They're going to go up that same day.
So limited quantity.
Limited quantity. If you never got one, they'll be up that day. So check shop.mega64.com. Also, make sure you check us on Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. We're always putting up new stuff. I don't think it's up right now, but by the time, hopefully, you're listening to this on YouTube or iTunes, there'll be a brand new friend dimension where we went to the Namco Museum and played Sky Kid amongst many other classic titles. So see for yourself. There's also, we put up a panel last week. We had a Comic-Con panel go up. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So check us out, patreon.com/mega64. And don't forget to get in on some funding by the end of the month so you can get our next gift package, which is turning out so good. We showed it. It was we have the Virtual Tiger vinyl and the USB archive.
You announced that last week, right?
Yeah. And those items are going to be some of the coolest we've ever done. So be sure you get on the
treasure
Patreon
trove
to get those.
That fan media.
That USB. That is so sick. Like, that's, I feel like, such a cool prize.
That's like a highly, like, it'll be sought after by, like, insiders to Mega 64.
Yeah.
You know, if you've just been introduced to Mega 64, you may not care. But if you've been around for a while, I think that USB will mean a lot to you.
Yeah. There's going to be some rad stuff on there.
Yeah, I agree.
I brought it up earlier. A lot of people are mentioning in the chat, you know, other moments that they remember from the podcast. One of them that a lot of people were bringing up were the emails on Black Friday. That was pretty funny. But again, it was like really, 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 you kind of had to like be along for the ride for
right.
that mm-hmm. because it was just getting like 50,000 emails over the course of an hour that it would not stop. Like for an hour straight, you're hearing a computer go, ba-ding, 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 ba-ding. You know, it couldn't encapsulate it. We would have to like sit and watch the whole thing. But that was definitely a memorable thing. And, I'm going to go behind the scenes of that moment for a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to reveal some truth.
Oh my God. Truth
on camera. I think we said something like, I think Eric or somebody like turned on.
Yeah.
The Eric email that, notifications or whatever. That's not actually what happened.
What?
Yeah. PayPal like straight up just fucked up. Like it was a glitch.
In PayPal.
Yeah, and I had to talk with PayPal. Like, it was a whole messy thing that I was getting an email for every single, like, thing that happened on PayPal. So that was our explanation at the moment that he did something, but it was actually, like, I really got fucked. Like, seriously, like, I couldn't read my email for a long time because it was just, I had, like, a fucking gigabyte of, someone did this, someone did that, you know.
Anyway. It's very typical for us to get a patsy to throw under the bus. So
it was just...
Eric was there.
It was our simplest explanation at the time.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, he's not here now. I still think we should blame him. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Maybe he is here.
Well...
I mean, he's not.
Oh. Is that who's in the jail?
Yeah. That was supposed to cut.
Oh. No. I didn't know what you were talking about that for like a minute.
Fuck.
I thought he maybe. He
it worked.
That wouldn't be on the podcast 1000 top 10.
Podcast 1000.
Sean, we have a much darker set. Do you really need the glasses?
Or this is
headache prevention. Headache I know,
prevention.
But
headache prevention.
But there's a lot of light coming in, I guess. Let us.
Oh. What's it like without?
Yeah, it's okay. I can see better.
No, you should put them back on.
Okay.
You're just like one of those weirdos. Seriously,
everyone does.
Yeah, you ever walk into like a supermarket and you just see some guy with like a hat and sunglasses on? You're like, why the fuck are you so bundled up,
weirdo?
Dude? Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's what people think when I walk around. That
yeah, when I see people with sunglasses like indoors, especially like you've been in here for like 4 hours, your eyes should have adjusted by now.
Yeah, I just assume they have like a hangover.
Yeah, or they're on drugs or something.
Yeah,
like. Weirdo. Wow.
That is an actual thought that I have about other people. I don't think that about Sean.
Right. But
no, I'm saying if you didn't know me, you are like one of those weirdos.
Yeah. Right.
One of the people who is on drugs in the store with the glasses on acting all weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we get dressed up for the podcast every now and then. We wear funny stuff. So maybe that's just kind of your.
Yeah, this is my funny costume. This is my funny costume.
Unabomber look or whatever.
I don't know.
Put this up.
I like it.
Let's see. Yeah.
I don't think this is necessary.
Well, just don't send anything through the mail. Oh,
okay.
Now
rapist
next level.
Sean.
Wow.
No.
The mustache and everything.
Yeah, that looks like a last known photo.
Yeah.
Or a
image.
Or a police sketch.
Speaking of last known photo, Sean, you're going to have to redo your passport soon, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because I just redid mine.
No, I'm going to have to do it right now, actually. I think that's expired.
It's expired, yeah, because you did yours at like the same time as mine.
Yeah.
We've talked about this in the past, but Sean had the worst passport photo I've ever seen. Something happened because we got them at the same time.
Yeah.
And mine genuinely, I thought, wow, that's like I rarely think there's a good photo of me, but that I was like, I that's a good photo of me. That actually works. And then Sean came out just mortified, like, the post office worker said this is the best we're going to get.
Oh, my God.
And it looks like it was during Sean's long hair phase.
Yeah. Oh. Long hair, no beard.
Ooh.
Long hair, no beard, and like an inch away from death because I had like the worst flu of my life.
He looks like a woman that hasn't eaten in a decade.
Look like you're in Hanson or what?
No, I look like I was like a cracked out Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, it looked really bad. Really
you
bad.
Have to show that
you look
on
like
here.
The bathtub yeah, woman from The Shining.
I will try to remember, and I will insert into the podcast on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you could, because I was going to say, like, it's time to show it. Because
I will show the picture.
He looked like Charlize Theron from Monster.
Yeah, oh, wait, dude, it kind of did. Sorry, yeah. I feel bad, Sean, saying it, but it's the photo, not you.
No,
that photo did not reflect the person.
I have never once had an employee, like, so brokenhearted tell me, like, and she seriously was like... That's just the best we're gonna get, honey.
Oh,
it was just, okay.
No joke. The woman when I went to pick mine up was like, "What? Wow, that turned out really good. Wow, there you go."
I just assume all identification photos are gonna be bad, no matter what. Like, I don't care if it's a bad picture.
Yeah,
if it's a good picture, cool. But I feel like the default is these pictures suck. So.
On my license picture now. I try to look as scared as possible just because I thought it'd be funny. Like I saw like, you know, but you can't make a face. This is so stupid. You can't make a face.
They tell you not to.
They tell you not to. So I had that look on my face the entire time I was on the
You're line. Insane, Sean.
So they thought,
holy shit. Are you
so,
for real?
So for, yeah. So like the 20 minutes I was in the
Close
line.
Close up on
I had
Sean.
This,
can we see the face?
Well, I can't.
Yeah, what was the face you did all day at the DMV?
Don't laugh, dude. Just do it.
One second.
Did you have your hat on, too?
Is that what's on your license?
Yeah, I mean, I...
Can you...
Don't,
good idea.
I'm not going to show it.
Don't show this.
Show it on Tuesday.
I'm going to look at it and try to recreate it.
Do you have that kind of credit card with your photo on it? Hold that up.
I can go like this.
No, don't...
Social security number or something?
Okay, but it really is more just like a...
I would risk it. Just show him.
I'm not worried about.
You can't zoom
you know
in
what's
that.
Funny just, is
he could scan me on the podcast.
Close? Kevin could get that close.
Nah, you can't get that close.
Oh, I get there. I can see it.
I make look as scared as possible.
What's funny is my passport photo again for the past like decade or whatever. I'm wearing my glasses and I'm smiling. I'm like, It's like a good, it's really not a bad photo. And then this time I go and they're like, yeah, you cannot wear glasses or smile. Like you cannot do
this. Which I didn't know that's a new thing. You can't smile anymore.
Glasses.
Or was that a thing before and they just didn't do anything? I don't know.
I think they changed the rules because there's no glasses, no smiling. But before they told you to smile. So I don't know.
I pulled off like a weak smile on mine. I don't know. I feel like my natural expression.
I wonder legitimately. All right, conspiracy theory. I'm going to throw it out here.
Yeah.
It sounds like they want you to pose like it's a mugshot, basically. Yeah. Like, don't look happy. This is probably going into some database, and they want all the faces uniform for, like, facial recognition.
It's so easy to do that now. I mean, a Snapchat can do it. What the fuck does the government
I'm calling it right now.
Yeah. Dude, the government thinks it's a crazy
thing. The government doesn't want you to know they're doing this!
Well, so that's what I was going to say, was when I took the new photo, it was like, okay, and took the glasses off and whatever, and it is a mug shot. I mean, it is like...
That's disappointing.
I showed it to my brother, and he was like, oh, that photo's on the news, definitely. If you pull some shit, that's what they're showing. Man, it really looks bad.
And that's not fair, because you should be able to smile and look cute. If that's the photo they're going to show on the news when you kill somebody,
if you
should be able to look cute.
If you smile on your license or your passport when dealing with the authorities in either situation, I think they're going to approach, look at the ID, and you got a nice smile, and they're like, oh, this is a good guy.
Yeah, right. This is
a Boy Scout here.
If you're scowling and
contributing a member of society, so nice looking. Yeah. There's no way I'm giving this guy a ticket.
I want to put my best foot forward. I want to frown.
Mm-hmm. Now this Derek Acosta guy.
Yeah.
Not smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Brown.
Caught speeding.
Mm.
And the first...
I think we're going to need backup.
First look he gets is this mug.
Yeah.
Not even to joke, but like, it really... There have been so many times going through the airport where it's... I have full liquids, like...
Oh.
In my backpack and all that. No, I know. Like, they tell you whatever. I'll have, like, a full toothpaste.
This guy's got olive oil with him. pasta sauce.
I'm waiting for an apology from Garrett.
I'm sorry. I said you have thick olive oil blood pumping through those Italian veins. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to Podcast 500, everybody. It wouldn't be a Mega 64 podcast.
I thought the bitch was white.
See?
I thought she was white.
What is that from?
That's Roseanne. That's Roseanne.
Oh, you haven't seen that clip?
No.
Oh, Roseanne. Oh, so, on a podcast? Yeah.
Oh, she said that.
Her show got canceled because she was saying racist tweets, and they called her out. And she's like, "Come on! I thought the bitch was white. She was white."
Regardless of how you feel about the situation, there's great meltdown footage of her on her son's podcast or something doing that. It was awesome.
Jeez.
I broke a sweat doing that.
But back to, you get to take all kinds of fluids and everything through the
airport. Yeah, I got fluids. So what I was going to say, I take him through the airport, no problem. And then Derek has one thing of toothpaste, and they pull him into secondary or whatever, and it happens so often.
Well, the one guy at TSA said...
Yeah, they said, your name's on a list. It's... Who cares? It's not worth talking about, but...
I thought he meant, your last name's Acosta, and that sounds...
So it happened years ago. It was, 10 years ago when all that Osama shit was going on. And they said, we need extra identification from you. And I was making jokes, me and not them. And the guy's like, yeah, your name's on a list. And I thought, is it, Acosta, the name Acosta? Anybody with the name Acosta? Is it specifically Derek Acosta?
Right.
Is on some list? But then I saw some article later on about how this woman had, a 3-year-old son, and his name was on a no-fly list. Thomas Peters can't fly.
What a shitty kid.
And she was like, he's my 3-year-old. What did he do? And they're like, I'm not telling you. His name's on the list.
What the fuck?
I don't know what he did. His name's on the list. He can't fly. And that started making me think,
nervous.
Was it, specifically me? Was it Derek D. Acosta put on some, I don't know.
It's like Brazil shit, just randomly generated.
Here's the thing,
or maybe they were like, you messed with people at a Costco once.
Yeah, I don't want to go into it, but I really wondered, is Mega 64 on some, is the government aware of Mega 64 because of some of the stuff we've done or put online?
They're all innocent.
I had a teacher in high school once who said that he was involved with like political activism in the 70s. And like Secret Service agents came to his dorm room and pulled him out for like an interrogation. And they had this whole file on him, like, these are photos of you on campus. This is who you've been associating with. We have you go to these meetings. We want to talk to you about the stuff you've been doing on campus. And he told me in high school, I was in ninth grade. He's like, they did this to me 30 years ago. So don't think they are not doing this anymore. Because technology is better now, and they are more secretive it's now than they were back then.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? With like back to the name thing, if isn't like with an assassin, you know, like John Wilkes Booth or you know, fucking another one. I can't think of his name right now.
Courtney Love.
No, but I'm saying like it's always the it's all the whole name. It's their whole name.
Yeah.
So wouldn't they do that for the no fly list? Like have the person's middle name. That way you can't like confuse them with somebody else. Like. I don't know.
Maybe there's someone with the same middle name as you, too, on some no-fly list.
I have no idea. Maybe it was just D. I fucking have no idea. Luckily, though, that has kind of died down in the past few years. I don't really experience that so much anymore.
Every once in a while, we can leave our shoes on now, too. And just,
dude.
Right through. And we'll be going.
I got to wear my belt on the plane.
Damn.
Hey, did I ever talk about what happened to me in Seattle?
You met Tony Hawk and coughed on him.
No, that was San Francisco.
That was Seattle, wasn't it? No, wasn't that during PAX?
No, it was during GDC.
It was?
It was during GDC. It does. Yeah, anyways.
Okay, real quick, though, to cut you off, but somebody in the chat just said this. They said, it's because you're brown, Derek. And legitimately, for half a second, that thought went through my mind. But how would they know that if they've never met me? Like, what...
That's what I thought.
They know.
How would they know that? How do they look at my name? Well, I guess you could look
Acosta.
At the name Acosta.
They know it all.
I don't know. It really makes me wonder. Is it something specific to me? I don't know. Anyway, sorry, Sean.
No, it's fine. I was in Seattle, and I was flying home on Memorial Day? Labor Day. What was the one recently? Labor Day? I was flying home. I have never seen the airport security line longer. It was thousands of people.
They knew something
you was so bad. It was all only in one gate with one machine. And it was like, dude, my flight's an hour and a half. I don't think I can make this. Like, I'm talking like this is like a 5-hour line that we're talking about. And I don't know what the fuck happened. But it was like, all right, whatever. And everyone started walking through security.
They just turned the machines off?
They basically just turned them off. You walked through with all your stuff on, but they didn't even care if it beeped. And, like, I just walked on through, and, like, I was sitting in my terminal, like, 5 minutes later. And it's like, what the fuck?
I would have been the guy be like, you sure you don't want to scan me? I would feel better if you scanned me.
I mean, like, I emptied my pockets.
I'm not saying I have anything.
Maybe.
In fact, you're probably going to find out I don't, but you should scan me.
You should scan me.
I just couldn't believe, like, what – so – it doesn't matter anymore or it's over this like
yeah anyway. It's security is of utmost importance until it's really busy
and then they can't pay for overtime so like all right let's just get through it
that's
a good story and that story kind of makes me feel like wow that you know I would be nervous in an airport if something out of protocol like that happened but nothing will ever top being on American Airlines and the pilot comes on just want to let everybody know we're experiencing some technical difficulties with the plane. We're going to try to get it up in the air, but if anybody wants to switch flights, just let a flight attendant know and we'll accommodate you.
Everyone?
It's up to me if I should get off this plane that's not working
I
want to
hear
now.
From an expert on this.
You tell me if the plane's going to be safe, I'll stay on.
Yeah.
You let me know if I need to get on another plane.
Remember that one time we flew – is this the same flight when we were going to Vegas? And the guy was like – hey, there's going to be severe turbulence on this flight.
This is something different.
Severe turbulence. If you just want to do the drive, I get it. It was seriously like that. Like, what? And like, it was like.
I do remember that. I do remember that. But in my mind, I was thinking, it's an hour flight. I'll risk it.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Because in my mind, it's like an hour is not long enough for me to die in an airplane.
Yeah.
But the captain came out to like. The place, like not the lobby. What do you call that?
The terminal.
The terminal. Yeah. We weren't even on the plane yet. When he's like,
shit.
Hey, just so you know, I'm gonna fly this plane there. I think we're gonna get there on okay, but I can't really tell you.
Don't say think. Yeah. And you guys got that flight coming up.
Where are we flying?
We
to?
Are gonna be at SabaCon.
Oh yeah, we're going to Vegas.
Las Vegas.
We're going to Vegas the week after game days. We will
That's
be
right.
at SabaCon in Vegas. So if you're
official
in Vegas,
announcement.
Join us. The quickest that I ever made it through security. ever were two times. One was the same thing. I was flying to, I think it was Vegas, and it was early in the morning, and security was so slammed. They went, all right, who's on the earliest flight is this Vegas flight. Who's on that flight? And everyone raised their hand. Yeah, just come through, and we all just walked through. That was one.
Too early like, in the morning to be a terrorist.
This is the, this is the earliest flight. Just come on through. So that was one. And then
bomb's got to warm up, so there's no way it could go off on this flight.
You're good.
And then the second was actually when this is like one of those things that's like a little thing that is you have nightmares about this. But when I didn't bring any form of ID to the airport.
What? Oh yeah,
I needed to make copies of my ID and that's stuff right. for something that week, and I never put it back in my wallet. So I showed up to the airport, and they're like, here's your boarding pass. And it was like, okay, can you get your ID? And I'm going like, I have no ID. Like, I was up at the podium, and they're like, are you serious? And it's like, I don't. And I thought, well, I guess that's that. And they were like, no, you really don't have any. Do you have anything we could look at? And I had like, Costco card, which actually saved me.
Has a photo.
It did have my photo, and then showed them, and they were like, "If you have like that and like a couple credit cards, we can run with that." And I showed them that, and they were like, "Cool, but we basically have to watch you like a hawk. We'll let you on, but that's what we have to do." Okay. And all they did was I had a personal security, ooh, and they cut me through everything to the gate, and it was like, should I just always forget my ID?
Excellent.
I got a chauffeur.
You're the safest person there.
Yeah, they cut me through every level of everything. That's true. They were like, all right, come with us.
We had no idea you forgot your ID, which is, Rocco, like nightmare scenario level 11. And you were at the gate before we all got out of security and was like, how the fuck did that happen? He was behind us.
There was somebody at PAX once that they were doing something with their ID near our booth and lost it. Like they lost theirs. It's someone we know, Ultra Klystron, remember?
Oh yeah.
And he lost his ID and had to fly. Like he did something at our booth, some stunt where he left his ID and then flew home. And then so we found out later. It was like, damn, was he not able to fly home? And he told me the same thing. He was like, dude, they walked me through everything. Like they watched me like a hawk and had security follow me through everything. Escort. But it's like, but that sounds great.
Yeah.
Like a personal, somebody escorts you through
you
all
know
of
what?
It. So anyway.
I'm going to try that.
So everyone, if you're flying,
nice to me.
Hey,
I'm going to show up with my Costco card.
Seriously, they didn't make me like take shit out. They didn't do anything. Like, it was just like, yeah, just go through everything.
I think same results, Derek. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I got a Costco card. Do they accept Sam's Club?
All right, anyway. So anyway, speaking of game days, it's coming November 10th and 11th, Mega 64 Game Days in Anaheim, California. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We have tried to pull as many tickets as we can so that we can keep selling them. The any discount ticket at this point has sold out and that has closed. But if you still want to go, you are able to. That you can get... We try to get as many as we could, again, so that hopefully we can hopefully have them until the event happens. Hopefully. We're pulling as many favors as we can. You can get a full price ticket. It's still around. You can go to mega64.com/gamedays. And the schedule stuff should be up by the time you're seeing this, if it's not already. So look for the schedule very, very soon. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be I can't wait.
Ooh.
My favorite weekend every year, and it's just hitting me how close it is. I'm so excited. Mega64.com/gamedays.
We're all gearing up for that event. Not only have we been gearing up, big shout outs to Sean on the podcast 500, but Game Days right around the corner after that.
Yeah.
Big things.
Lots of stuff in the works. I know sometimes, again, it seems like it takes forever for us to get stuff out there. You know, we have a lot of different stuff happening, behind the scenes, but we have done a few new things in front of the scenes as well. Something I haven't talked about on the main podcast yet is I'm trying to do a new Thursday night show every week on our Twitch.
I saw that.
Called Future Probe. That's the name of the show.
I like it.
The name has changed a few times. At one point it was Comfy Cast. At one point it was the Super Bowl. Now it's Future Probe. And maybe it'll change again. Who knows? But every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Pacific. And it's different every week. Sometimes it's playing a game. Sometimes it's doing something completely different. Sometimes it's relaxing and sharing, you know, what makes us happy.
I love it.
Sometimes, you know, what you don't know. So every Thursday night. But yeah, we have a lot of other stuff in the works as well. But I did want to take a minute to thank Sean Chatfield for working so hard on this set. There were a lot of different ideas in the works. Sean worked so hard on executing a lot of the final stuff here and did an excellent job. He worked his ass off. So I want to say thank you to Sean.
Oh, thank you very much.
He deserves a lot of appreciation.
Thank you.
Sean, why don't you take your glasses off and say you're welcome?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm happy that it's finally done. I really, really, truly am. So I learned a lot doing it. And so I think every time I've made a set, it's getting better. So the next set, who fucking knows where we're going to be? It's going to be amazing. So no, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know, and obviously since it's a new set, there's stuff we have to work out. So if, you know, just letting everybody know if there's anything that was a little wonky in terms of the audio or stuff, because we got a lot of new gear at the same time as this new set. So we're going to work that stuff out. So if there's anything, you know, that isn't working quite right, just give us some time and we will adjust and get it just right. But yeah, I want to say thank you to him. I want to say thank you to everybody here. Everybody here. Brian is somewhere and lost in the grotto here. I want to say thank you to Brian for, you know, for producing this thing and getting everything going exactly the way it should.
Oh yeah.
You know, running through tests and everything. Garrett was doing the same, but not only them, I want to thank everybody here. Kevin on camera, Derek, Frank, everybody here. You know, it's been, honestly, we've been working on a lot of stuff this year and trying to get everything just right and evolve kind of Mega 64 into the studio. We're in literally a new physical studio, but just in a more metaphorical sense as well, trying to make something bigger for ourselves and, you know, and try new things. And you guys have all just done an amazing job. You know, I'm really proud of everyone here and I want to say thank you for...
Yeah,
thanks
for doing
man.
Good stuff. But most of all, I want to thank everybody who has watched us over. I mean, 12 years of this podcast, 15 years of Mega 64. So I mean, it just goes on and on. But this is our 15th year of Mega 64, just period. And I just want to say thank you so much for letting us into your home for a decade and a half. There's some people that have been watching since the beginning.
Yeah.
But there's some people who have only been watching a few months. And to all of them, I say thank you for giving us a shot. I really appreciate it. There's so many people that would kill to have half the opportunity that we have been given. So I just want to say thank you again, as always, for letting us do this and showing us all the support that you have. It means more than I can say.
Wow.
I think that's really, very well put.
Nice. That was very heartfelt.
That's really nice.
I can't even add.
It's kind of emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it's very heartfelt.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's very heartfelt. Yeah.
The viewers, you know, we couldn't do it without them. Frank,
well,
you
we
do,
could.
You
but
do. Yeah, no one.
Well,
would be watching.
I mean, Garrett did. You did say fuck the fans at one point.
Well, that's yeah. Those
we
are the fans.
We did say that.
Viewers are different. We
could
the viewers.
We could do it without them.
Oh,
but I like it better.
Fuck the fans.
I like it better when they're the
here.
Viewers
are people who like watching. Well, they don't actually. They don't like the podcast. They just like watching it.
Right.
But
I don't get it.
You know the viewers that tune the viewers that tune in all week long. We've got the Poorly Played stream on Wednesdays. Frank, you're doing Last Game Standings. There's this bevy of different shows, like Rocco just explained. Now Future Probe. There's kind of. Everyone's got their niche shows they like, and then I think a lot of people join in and watch the podcast, and thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Anyway.
Do we end it here?
I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to yell goodnight, but then I thought, well, I should ask. I'm going to ask permission this time.
Yeah, I didn't really
well, if everybody
expect, I didn't
is
expect
promoting
to,
their shows, I want to promote Heart
yeah,
Slayer.
Heart Slayer.
Is
yeah.
it coming back?
And it will be back. I wish Meg was here tonight, but...
I didn't want to let the cat out the bag, so I didn't...
She's going to make it here tonight, but... We're going to bring Heart Slayers back very soon.
Hell
we're
yeah.
actually planning on bringing it back this week. I think we're going to hold off just a little bit longer. We want to get it up on iTunes, all of season one. We have about 30 episodes we're going to upload. Then we're going to get back to taking calls for season two. We're changing our call time, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're available to join us Tuesday afternoons.
Nice.
From about 3 to 4, we're going to be taking some calls, answering all your problems. It's going to be fun. We also have a new set we're working on. We're very excited to unveil it. So follow the Heart Slayers Twitter for all updates, and we'll keep you informed on exactly when we're coming back and when Season 1 will be available on iTunes. I'm really, really excited, and I know Meg is really excited too.
Hell yeah.
We've been working hard on our new show as well. But yeah, like you said, Garrett, everybody here kind of has a new show, and we're all enjoying this new studio that we've been in here.
Really enjoying it.
This is month 10. We've been here since January, so not even a full year here. And it's taken a little bit of a while for us to get acclimated to this new spot, kind of unpacking the boxes, setting up the offices, getting the sets up and running. We finally have this podcast set installed. So I think next year is going to be way more productive in terms of output.
Yeah.
True.
And forward facing progress for everybody out there, because we've actually been putting out, you know, 3 or 4 videos a week consistently all year. But I know it's not the stuff everybody's excited for.
Yeah, it's not the fully produced stuff that we want to be putting out. And that's been a real challenge this year.
Yeah, like version 4.
We had so much behind-the-scenes shit to do.
The public skits and even more. Like our DBZ video was a big hit. And we want to do more stuff that's as successful as that. And we're really just ramping up to streamlining our production and our output for everybody out there. So thank you for sticking with us over this past year. It's kind of been like a crazy,
this year has been crazy
transitional year, but the transition is coming. We're coming out of it now.
Yeah, I was thinking today, now that this was done, I was like, this, I think I've worked harder any other year in my life than this year. I've worked so hard this year, but like, I'm so proud of everything that's come out of it. So yeah, I'm stoked for next year, especially just to really get it going.
Do you feel relieved? Like you've lifted this weight off your shoulders? Like this is done now.
I do feel good about it. Yeah, I definitely.
You're gonna sleep well tonight?
I think I will finally sleep well, and then on to the next project, whatever that may be. But I've had like this list of things to do. This is one of those things checked off, and now I'm going to the next one. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we really have put in more work this year than a lot of other years. But again, it's so much of it is still not been seen by the people watching. And that's what we hope that this year, like, honestly, that this year, I hope that this year was kind of the end of that cycle, where hopefully we can, you know, I think we found that we want to, like, take time and make things that are really good, as opposed to just kind of having to meet this, like, we got to put a video out every week.
Yeah, that kind YouTube of thing.
I think we're done kind of competing with the YouTube algorithm and all of that. I don't think we're interested in that. But I know that we all have a goal to put out really fulfilling stuff, and we had a little bit of it this year, but so much of our year was spent doing behind the scenes stuff or getting the studio ready or getting the set ready or things that were just inherently behind the scenes stuff. So I really hope that coming up, you'll get a lot more of an interesting output in terms of high quality stuff. So, but in the meantime, we do have, like I said, a lot of other shows and things like that. So you'll always have stuff to watch from us.
All the live streaming stuff I've been having so much fun with, and working out of the studio has been a blast. That'll all maintain as we bring up the other stuff too. Mm-hmm. So on to better things, 2019.
Well, the year's not over yet. We still got a couple of months to make this fucking rad, but I just wanted to say,
there's some great stuff this year to come.
Totally. Sure. Game days.
True.
And more. There's more we've yet to say, but there'll be more this year that people will dig.
I'm very excited.
You know, I didn't get to say it earlier, though, but I do want to say, well, you know, I was on that, like, whole thanking tear.
Yeah.
I do want to thank Eric. Eric is not here with us, maybe in flesh.
Ready to die?
He helped us troubleshoot.
Honestly, I don't... Well, he's dead to me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But he may not be here right now, but Eric really did... all the new gear that we have in terms of the audio stuff and all of that was all kind of like set up ahead of time by Eric. He really walked us through a lot of stuff that he felt could improve
Eric's
podcast and things like that. So even though like he didn't make the set or he wasn't here tonight or anything like that, his influence still.
He was troubleshooting with Brian.
Yeah, he was
FaceTiming hours ago, like helping us. So
he's still a Mega 64 boy at heart.
And you know what? On that note, I want to issue an apology. to Eric.
Ooh.
I'm sorry for everything we did to you that made you feel like you had to turn away, walk away, step away. I apologize.
Try to get him back.
Baby, but you know what?
Come back, baby.
I still think about you. Every night I still think about you. New cute boy comes in here, but it's not the same. And I just think about all those hot Sunday nights we had. You knew how to push my buttons. I always burn the candle for you, Eric. Come home. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I want to say.
I just wanted to say, actually, and you reminded me, Tim Tam Gate was not your fault, Eric. And I don't think what happened to you, I don't think you deserve what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it will heal. The doctor said it will heal. That was another thing I actually did want to include in the top 10.
Tim Tam Gate.
One of my personal favorites was Tim Tam Gate, where Garrett ate all the Tim Tams that we saved in the fridge. But again, that was like, that was a fucking whole podcast. Like that was
an
ongoing thing where he would not cop to that he just ate someone else's delicious Tim Tams.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe should have included that. But okay, it wasn't Eric's fault. While we're revealing things that...
No, it was yours. It was actually...
Oh, it was Eric's
completely
fault.
No, it was completely your fault.
Oh. Well, we'll figure that out one day. But...
Anyway.
I do want to cop to the Grapevines opening.
That was you?
Yeah. Sorry about that, Derek.
What was that?
Guess it wasn't a big deal after all.
I'm glad that you finally feel better, though.
Oh, the Grapevines. Yeah. Fuck you.
I said I was sorry.
I knew it was you.
Okay, well.
I always knew.
Shit.
And you owe me.
Your boy gets hungry.
Is there anything else anybody else wants to confess? I feel very open now.
Yeah, I do too.
I saw Halloween. Yeah, I really liked it.
Oh, come on.
I saw Stars Born. Wasn't that great?
Good night!